I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Mark and Don Stone Rock. They're involved with the 16th annual Marquette Area Blues Fest, which is coming up Labor Day weekend at Matson Park in Marquette. We talked about the lineup with Mark Stone Rock and how to volunteer with Don Stone Rock.
Music, food, workshops, vendors, we've got it all. And it's all kicking off with a free Friday brought to us by our good friends at the Ordock Brewing Company, Travel Marquette, and of course, Honor Credit Union. That will feature Eliza Neals from New York. She's a little rocker, and she's putting out a great new CD, Back from the Rain Out, last year. One of the most widely anticipated and widely requested groups we've ever had. The Jimmies, keyboard extraordinaire, horns, the whole nine yards, and that's all for free.
Yeah, that's free on Friday night. That's happening. And then, of course, the rest of the weekend, there is a ticket for the weekend, and that ties into what we're going to talk with Don here in just a moment about, but music Saturday and Sunday as well.
Absolutely. Starting with the gates opening at noon on Saturday, music starting at 1 o'clock. Local favorites Eddie and the Bluesers, followed by the Delta Jets. Then we bring in from Gainesville, Florida, the Bridget Kelly Band with her husband, Tim Fick, guitarist extraordinaire. And actually, he's a professor at the University of Florida and a recipient of the Keeping the Blues Alive Award. They've got a great song called Bone Shaker that they're bringing to Marquette. I can't wait to hear it. That's followed by Sean Pittman, Oklahoma native, who's lived in Texas for the last few years. And a group that I'm really excited about, J.P. Soar's Gypsy Blue Review, which is three headliners for the price of one money.
It's a little J.P. interesting.
J.P. Soar's a great guitarist. Jason Ricci is his harmonica player. We tried to get him a few years ago to headline by himself. And Ann Harris, a great blues violin player. All these guys have kind of teamed up for one super group. It's going to be amazing.
Now, there is another day's worth of music. We'll talk about that in just a second. But these are all these. This is the ticketed event part of it, the Saturday and Sunday. Yep. But the Blues Society, Don, has an opportunity for folks that if they want to come to this festival and really see it for free, mm-hmm. you can do that. How do they do that?
This is true, Walt. What we need is for volunteers to help us make this event as successful as it has been and even more. We do ask that our volunteers purchase a ticket. The ticket will allow them to get in the gate, and after working two shifts, then they can get reimbursed that ticket price up to $50.
Now, this bears mentioning, when you say two shifts, the festival ticketed portion is Saturday and Sunday, but there's opportunities starting as early as Thursday, right?
Yes. So Thursday we need to set up. It's a big shindig, folks. It's a great show, and there's a lot that goes on to get it ready and to take it down. So opportunities to be reimbursed would include helping to set up on Thursday the 29th. Our free night Friday, of course, we need help. Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday for takedown. We need to get that beautiful park back to where it was.
How do people find out more information about becoming a volunteer?
You know, the great best place to go would be the website. That's www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com.
I'm in the studio with Mark and Don Stone Rock. They're with the Marquette Area Blues Society. We're talking about the Marquette Area Blues Fest. Mark, you gave us a rundown of the free Friday night. You gave us a rundown of who's going to be playing Saturday. Sunday is a whole other full day of music. Who's on the bill?
Holy cow. Just when you think it's all done, it gets better. Sunday, Uncle Pete's All-Star Barbecue Blues Band, which is not one or two stars. They're all stars.
Yeah.
This is followed by the Crosscut Kings, which brings back Charlie Witoft, an old NMU alum. So that should be interesting. Joy Ann Parker from Minnesota. She's been ripping it up like crazy, putting out CDs, pulling in all kinds of awards. I really look forward to seeing that one. The Chris O'Leary Band.
Would you like some coffee?
I had a bowel movement. I'm sorry.
A vowel movement. Well, Chris O'Leary Band.
The Chris O'Leary Band. He's a former Marine, so support the troops. Y'all come out, see Chris O'Leary.
There you go.
He's a great harp player. And the closer, one of my favorite blues acts of all time, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. This show was dynamite. To see this guy and this band alone cost more than your entire ticket price for the whole weekend. It's well worth it.
And I think that does bear mentioning that tickets are available right now through NMU's ticketing outlets. If you buy tickets for football or hockey games or any of the Forrest Roberts Theater productions, you can get them that way. Or there are locations around Marquette and various locations around the UP. Do you have that list on you there, Mark?
Yeah, I've got quite a few of them. You know, you can get them at Marquette Wallpaper and Paint, Jim's Music, Youp Tone, the NMU Barry Ticket Event Center, but the 227-1032 number for NMU Easy Tickets is probably the easiest way to do it.
And you've also got Jim's Music locations around Marquette, Escanaba, Iron Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Good Times Music in Houghton. That's what I see on the list. So
absolutely.
Okay, now here's the key. Buy a ticket, and then you can get reimbursed. You can buy a $50 advance weekend ticket right now and get that reimbursed, Don, by helping out. What are you looking for?
So we have various positions. Some are sedentary and some are mobile. They exist. Selling tickets or collecting them at the gates. Going through some bags because, folks, we do have vendors and we want to support our vendors. So we don't want folks to be bringing food and drink with them. We need to be safe. Selling merchandise, beer tickets, providing information, the ever fun bartending, and kind of walking the grounds for us, making sure that we keep it picked up and keep folks safe.
Again, where do people find out the information for them to be able to sign up and volunteer?
Website, please, www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com.
That's the comments of Mark and Don Stonerock. The Marquette Area Blues Fest, again, is Labor Day weekend, Matson Lower Harbor Park in downtown Marquette. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.